If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Let's get a live report from Ukraine now. Joseph Lindsley joining us. And Joe, we hear that Kyiv got hit. Were the missile strikes severe there?
Good afternoon from the snowy streets of Lviv. Kyiv was hit this morning a little bit after 7 a.m. Not by missiles this morning, but rather by these Iranian drones. According to the reports, there were 13 of these drones. These are the menacing little machines. They sound like lawnmowers as they're coming your direction. And 13 of them approached the city today. But according to the reports, all 13 were shot down by Ukrainian defenders. So none of them hit their intended targets. But, you know, as they're shot down, they do cause some damage. I don't have any reports of fatalities yet. And so I think the damage was mitigated. But a few buildings were hit. But it was an enormous victory this morning for Ukraine, despite the attack.
And again, those intended targets were all civilian, weren't they?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard to know exactly what all the intended targets might be, but the pattern the past weeks and months has been for Russia to attack Ukrainian infrastructure. So that include, you know, it could be power facilities, but also in Kyiv, they've tried to hit the headquarters of the energy company there in Kyiv, which, you know, there are civilians there. And this has been the pattern, you know, this seems to be Russia's main. There's two things Russia's doing now. There's the city of Bakhmut. I mean, the two primary things Russia is doing right now. The city of Bakhmut, which they've been unable to take since June, they continue to pummel that city with artillery, and there's intense fighting on the perimeter of Bakhmut. And then they're working to destroy Ukrainian infrastructure. And, you know, the city of Odessa, which is, you know, really was pretty calm for most of the war. Odessa's had major citywide power outages. Sometimes 12 hours without water. I was just watching a video of Odessa's that beautiful city on the Black Sea. But the new melody of Odessa is the hum of generators up and down the streets. So people are adapting and preparing to somehow survive this winter.
Usually at the end of the year, Putin answers questions on domestic and foreign policy in Russia. But we hear that this year he's ditched that annual marathon news conference. And that has to be because of what's happening there in Ukraine, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, certainly, I mean, you know, all those press conferences were probably a charade anyway. I mean, there's not much good news to report. I mean, except for the fact, I mean, you know, if you go back to that speech that Putin gave well before this, in July of 2021, his mission was to destroy Ukraine. It's a maniacal speech, like something we might hear from Adolf Hitler. He wants to destroy a whole population. And, you know, he's succeeding in making things quite difficult. That has been a success. But when it comes to destroying the nation, that's, you know, he's got nothing good to report. And even, it's just maybe sort of a silly thing, but I think it counts for something. There's the Belgian actor and martial artist Jean-Claude Van Damme, who used to be kind of buddies with Putin. Today he's in Ukraine in Uzhgorod. So I think, you know, even people that have somehow been supporters of Russia are starting to realize that, you know, it's a bad force for the world. Mm-hmm. And it's great. People are very happy in Ukraine today because they're in the past, maybe 12 hours ago, there were reports that the United States will send the Patriot missile batteries to Ukraine. And those are designed. It's probably probably the best air defense system in the world. And Ukrainians have been calling for this for a long time. There's some misinformation in some American media. These would be used to shoot down incoming missiles, say coming from the Caspian Sea. They have amazing response time. So much of the Ukrainian air defense now has been, amazingly, has been based only on human intelligence. It's people keenly watching the skies and sharing information very quickly to shoot down missiles. But the Patriot battery is very complicated, very high tech. And sometimes within 3 seconds of detection, it can launch the Patriot missile to intercept Russian rockets.
Yeah, it's amazing how well the Ukrainian forces have done with what they have, and hopefully the training won't take too long, so that can be up and running there for you. Joe, I don't know if you can go online, but if you can, get a Chicago Sun-Times column at the Sun-Times website. Neil Steinberg wrote an interesting story today about the Ukrainian-born musical conductor who debuted with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And she talks about her homeland. I'll try to pronounce her name, Dalia Stasevska. And she was born in Kyiv, grew up in Finland, trained as a violinist. She's conducted around the world, but this was her first visit to Chicago. And she was very grateful, she said, for the blue and yellow flags on display. She said, American support has meant so much for Ukraine. I can't underline it enough. The first day I walked in this city and saw Ukrainian flags, it meant so much. Nice story, huh?
Absolutely. And that reminds me, I was talking yesterday with a friend who was telling me the story of a Ukrainian opera singer who volunteered to fight. And he's been fighting in that, again, in Bakhmut, which is like stuff from World War One, how awful it is there. And the report is he's very happy because he was only wounded in the shoulder, so he will still be able to perform as an opera singer, and he'll still be able to go back and fight. Mm-hmm. And so even the artists and musicians here are at the front.
So many uplifting stories in that war-torn country. Joseph, thank you, and we hope for peace as always.
Thank you, Bob.